Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. If I was to ask you a question, a pretty serious question, a question that I'd like to know the answer to, that I'm pretty sure everyone else will like to know the answer to, that doesn't know you or that's not around you, most of the time, we're not around you at all to kind of get a gauge of the answer. Sure, you can lie. You can make something up. It doesn't matter. But you're not going to be able to hide it, or you're not going to be able to distort the truth. Conceal the truth. Hide the truth. Hide the fact. Because you know there are a few different kinds of people that you run into. And we're going to stay general here. General. Nah, going to be specific. Nah, not going to go that route. We don't do that here. Nah, don't do that here. You know, are you that high energy person that's just consistently bouncing off the walls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? 12 months a year, 10 years, a decade, maybe something like that. We can keep going, but I think we're going to stop there. Yeah, we'll stop there. Are you just bouncing off the walls with just this high energy? And you know who I'm talking about. Because I know a few people, I actually have a few friends that I'd say are high energy, and you're just thinking to yourself, wow, how do they get so much energy? If I can just have a tenth of their energy, man, things would be so much better, so much smoother. Then again, well, how about a person that's just happy all the time? Or most of the time, you know, that person that everything's, maybe something's not going your way, or you just kind of, and then you can just be around that person and their aura and their presence and just them being them just puts a smile on your face and just brightens your day, because they just have that, they have that thing about them that just ooze out happiness. You can't be sad. You can't be sad around that person. You can try to be sad. You can try to be mad. You can try to be angry. You can try to be something else, but it's just not going to work. That is too much goodness coming from that one person. It's just, oh, and you're just like, ooh, I feel better now. Hey, or, ooh, what was I thinking about? Ooh, what was the problem? Oh, okay, that was no problem. What? What's going on? No. You said what? You said what? That. So then it's that. Then it is that. And of course, it's that. You know there's going to be the anti of that as well. There's that other person. There's those other people that aren't happy no matter what. That does not ooze the happiness, does not ooze the, hey, I can bring you up, or hey, you want to be around. Nah, it's the inverse. It is the other side. It's those people where you avoid or want to avoid or wish to avoid or just don't, it's not going to bother you one way or the other if you don't see them or not. No matter what's going on, no matter what you're saying, no matter what you're doing, it's not good. It's bad. Everything's bad. Everything's terrible. Nothing's good. Nothing's good. Everything's bad. Oh, that's danger. Why do you want to do that? Come on. Why do you have to be a joy kill? Why do you have to be a buzz kill? Why is everything bad? Why do you always want to argue that the sky is blue? Well, the sky is only blue because of perception of our eyes and blah, 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 blah.
Come on. Do we really have to go down that rabbit hole? We
get it. We truly and really know why the sky is blue and the whole light concept.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. But how about we just let that part go, that intricate detail,
to proceed further on the conversation, or proceed further on the day, or to proceed further on whatever else. Let's not get stuck or trapped into that detail, unless does that make you feel better? Because if that make you feel better, hey, you know what? Let's stop what we're doing. Let's continue on that thread. Let's continue on that talking. Let's continue on that point of view. If that's gonna change the game, if that's the game changer, if that's what it takes for people to want to and like to come around you, and you're not just sucking all the energy and air out of the room, you know, making everyone not feel like they should be around you, then let's do that. Anything to help. Come on. Help us help you. Looking out for the little guy. Looking out for the little guy always and forever. Because it comes to a point where if you are that person, I guess I can get some more free advice. Free advice. At some point, the free advice is not going to be free advice anymore. It's just going to be advice. But for now, we're still going to go with the free advice name. At some point, it's going to get to the point where folks are going to see you, people are going to see you, and they are going to turn and go the opposite direction. And we're like, you know what? I don't feel like arguing today. You know what? I don't feel like talking to this person today. You know what? I don't feel like the antics today. You know what? I don't feel like being sad today. You know what? I don't feel like being mad today. You know what? I don't feel like being angry today. You know what? I just don't want to do it. So yeah, you can work yourself into a repellent. You can work yourself into the person no one wants to be around. And that's saying much too. If the person that's always happy doesn't want to be around you, or the person that's always happy pick and chooses when they want to be around you, and most of the time it's not being around you. Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. That is quite an accomplishment. I definitely have to give you a fully clap. And that brief silence, that wasn't silence. That was the fully clap. You have to stop and concentrate and focus and take a listen. You hear it? Yeah, that's the fully clap. If you can't hear it, maybe you should go back again and listen to it again a few times, and you'll hear it. It's the flea clap. Did it again. Okay. Flea clap. That's assuming if you are that person. That's why I was asking in the beginning. And sure, it's more than the one, the two, the three, because we're people, and there are moments, there are times where maybe we're one of the three, two of the three, or three of the three. It just depends, right? No one is just one way all the time. Well, it's possible. Anything's possible. Probable? Different story. Get the statisticians on the line. The stats people. Yeah, we got to figure that out. Okay. You on it? Make that call. All right. Yeah, so that definitely is a certain percent. But we usually, sometime you are one of the three, possibly maybe all of the three, depending on, I guess, where you are in life or just what it means. What does it mean? And so when I ask you the question that I asked in the beginning, that you have yet to answer that we're still waiting on. Waiting on the answer. Assuming. Yeah, that's assuming. Assume. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Waiting on an answer. Assuming that there is an answer that you are willing to tell and willing to share. Which person are you? Which category do you fall under? Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get it. Let's put everybody in a box. And just kind of went over that where no one falls one way or another. There's gray. It's not just black and white. It's not just binary or yes, no, maybe. There's more to it than that. There's more. There's more. There's more. So are you the always, always, always high, 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 high? I kid. So are you the one that's everyone avoids, everyone wants to be around, don't care? Because, yeah, I guess I didn't mention that segment, that faction of the people, the ones that just kind of disappear in the background where they aren't there. There isn't a presence about them. There is nothing controversial. There's nothing that's different. They just kind of not seen, not heard, but there. They're physically there. You can see, but not really there. Don't really contribute in any other way. Kind of go along and get along and just falls off in the background. So are you falling off in the background? Are you having people gravitate towards you because you change days, you change feelings, you change emotions. You are that person that's just oozing with goodness. Or are you that person that's just oozing with repellent badness? Ooh, got to go to a different direction. Got to go the other way. Can't deal with this. Can't do this. Not today. Not with that person. Mm-mm. Not happening. Or are you the other? You know, high, high, high energy. Energy just bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. Off the wall, off the wall. Bouncing off the wall. Just can't be stopped. Cannot be stopped. And everything's just woo, 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 woo. Zoo, zoo. Always go, always go, always moving, always can't stop moving, can't stop going, can't stop doing. Have to be always in motion, always in motion. Higher energy, higher energy. Woo, woo. Are you that? And I guess you can be the ample high, 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 always on go, go, go movement person and also be the repellent. Or the oozing of goodness. And see, it's not one way or the other. And these are a few examples, generally speaking, a few. Then generally speaking, you definitely can say sports and sporting is just like that. You, whatever you feel like consuming, whatever you feel that sets the mood, whatever you feel like viewing, watching, or have to entertain you. It could be basketball. It can be football. It can be American football. It can be tennis. It can be golf. It can be a whole host of sports. And that same sport that is what? Oozing the goodness for you can be repellent for someone else. Repellent. Repel. Repel. Get away. Get away. Yeah, but aren't you going to say, well, the people that's always negative and repelling other people, they don't want to have people around them. So how does that make sense?
That's not true. Because there are some people that walk the dark side and always negative. They do have a following, and they do have people that's negative too, and they maybe gravitate towards each other. Or if you one of those people and you need somebody that's on your team, you need somebody in your crew that can give you a different side, a different perspective, you know. Only in doses, though. Only in doses. There you go. There you have that in your crew. That negativity, that negativeness, that bad, bad, bad stuff. Ooh, give it to me. Wear that black hat. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like that's one sport, basketball. I like that person hates or that person doesn't like.
So yeah, it definitely can go back and forth, and that's how it is. You pick, you can choose what you want to consume and what you like. Anyway, so with the show, this extra, we're gonna do some. We're going to do some adjustments and refinements to it, tweak it a little bit. So look for that coming up. Pretty sure you're going to like it, because now that we have more listeners, I'm definitely going to make a way for even the newer listeners to pick up and run along with the extra and not necessarily be feeling left out, because everybody should get the inside jokes, but then it wouldn't be inside jokes, would they? Dilemma. And also with the actual show, that is definitely a new concept that we are working into this upcoming show. Definitely think you'll like it. Definitely something that it took a little bit of time and effort, and that's cool. That's good. Time, effort. Good stuff. Good times. Good times. Well, time, effort equals good times. And not to mention that the things that happen in actual sports made it possible, because there's the few concepts that I keep bringing up and I keep mentioning that hopefully we get to it this year. Hopefully we get to it sooner rather than later. But it's definitely dictated on sporting events and some of the sport matches and games and how everything falls into place. Just can't force something. Can't force an issue. It just has to come and have to be the right time, the right moment, the right stuff. Not the song, no pun intended. Anyway, thank you for listening. Make sure you vote early and often. Change your name. It's not that show, it's this show. Forget it.